Due to fire damage the building sustained on March 27th, students in the Oric R11 school district have not had classes in the building since. According to a post on the district's Facebook page on March 29th, the fire mainly affected the elementary side of the building. Administrators worked with the inspectors and structural engineers, and everything reportedly has passed tests, so students and teachers can return to the building safely. According to an updated post to the district's Facebook page, administrators say the certified environmentalist has given the green light to be back in school on Monday. Classes will resume as normal, and for the classrooms that are being relocated, an open house will be held from 4 to 5 p.m. tomorrow in the cafeteria. Parents and students are urged to use the elementary entrance. In addition, the school board voted at a special meeting that classes will be held on Monday, April 22nd. The post further says, quote, "We have been in communication with the Missouri State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education to figure out the plan for all of the days we have missed due to the fire. We will be asking the state for forgiveness of these days. We believe it is likely we won't be required to make up these days. We will keep everyone updated on the final decision. We are hopeful the last day of school will be on June 5th, unquote. A Bradenton, Florida man was killed in a traffic crash involving three vehicles in Lafayette County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as an eastbound Freightliner driven by 30-year-old Brian Messenger overtook and struck the rear of another eastbound tractor trailer driven by 70-year-old Mykola Poyrus of Sacramento, California. Poyrus' truck then struck another eastbound vehicle driven by 63-year-old Stephen DeHart of Plattsburgh. The latter two vehicles reportedly had slowed for traffic congestion. Messenger was pronounced deceased at the scene by the deputy coroner at 1:43 p.m. No other injuries were reported. The crash happened just after 1 p.m. at the 40.4-mile marker on I-70. An Odessa teenager suffered moderate injuries in a rollover traffic crash in Lafayette County last night. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a westbound vehicle driven by 22-year-old Ryan McAllister of Odessa reportedly traveled off the roadway, struck an embankment, and overturned. While McAllister reportedly was not injured, a passenger in the vehicle, 17-year-old Adelaide Turner, was transported by Odessa EMS to St. Luke's Hospital for treatment. Neither of the vehicle's occupants reportedly was wearing a seatbelt. The crash happened at about 10:30 p.m. on Blue Nook Road, east of Johnson Drive. A Marshall woman sustained minor injuries in a traffic crash in Saline County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 33-year-old Rosa Gonzalez reportedly traveled off the roadway and struck an embankment. Gonzalez reportedly was transported by EMS to Fitzgibbon Hospital in Marshall for treatment. The crash happened just before 7:30 a.m. on Route O, north of County Road 273. An area law enforcement agency is asking for the public's help in locating a person in an investigation. According to a post on its Facebook page, the Sedalia Police Department is requesting the public's assistance in identifying a female in surveillance photos in reference to passing several forged prescriptions. The post says it is possible the female is not a local resident. The female reportedly was a passenger in a black Nissan Altima. If you have any information, you are urged to contact Detective Travis St. Cyr at 660-827-7823, extension 1212. You can see pictures of the female and the vehicle with the posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com or on our Facebook page. You're listening to news on KMMO. Funeral service for 56-year-old Curtis Ray Dittmer of Brazito, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Honey Creek. Visitation will be held from 2 to 5 p.m. tomorrow at Dully Trimble Funeral Home in Jefferson City. Graveside service for 80-year-old Judy Sue Thomas of Sedalia, who died Friday, will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday at McCullough Cemetery in Triplett. There will be no visitation. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.